Hi, and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast is a mixture of short podcasts based on the blogs we have and longer podcasts, which will be interviews or discussion topics. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? The human diver team often gets asked what practical tools and techniques associated with human factors can be applied to our diving and our diving instruction to make a difference. What is it we are missing? The following blog is based on a guide provided to all of the training agencies showing how these skills can be applied to CCR training, but the concepts apply to all levels of diving. There are three parts to this blog: the strategy that can be applied, practical applications and tools, and then free resources available. Strategy. Training senior instructors, instructor trainers, and course directors in what human factors and non-technical skills mean at both a theoretical level and a practical one. Encouraging role modeling behaviors relating to leadership, psychological safety, and a just culture. Identify and execute cultural change to one focused on learning and telling context-rich stories, where the gaps between what should happen and what does happen rather than pure compliance. Video and blog to expand on this. Identify procedures that need to be changed in the training system. There are always gaps between what should happen and what does happen. Practical tools and techniques. All failure SOPs must be initiated through communication within and across the team. The team should be aware of a failure within the team and not kept to the individual. In an effective team, all team members are resources to be used for the team's success. Communicate failures and consequences to the team when failures happen, and then reorder team after resolution. Change the language to team. A team exists even with just two people. Teams are mutually accountable, working towards a common goal and share values. Buddies infer friendly relationships and no accountability. Emphasize team members' role in problem solving, not just leaving the diver to fix it themselves and potentially struggling. Instructor role models and creates psychologically safe environment and reduces authority gradient by talking about their fallibilities. They are not perfect. Research shows psychological safety is the critical behavior for effective teams. Numerous incidents have authority gradient or lack of psychological safety as a critical factor. Instructors drift. Students need to be able to challenge them on that. A series of four blogs showing how to build a team. Explain that mistakes are expected. Failures are normal, and the team will work together to resolve them. Technical diving is a collaborative team activity, not a competitive one. Nominate dive lead and dive follow, and make sure the roles are followed through from planning to debriefing. Include the instructor in the team checks, explaining that they are fallible too and need to be cross-checked. This includes role modeling and effective checklist use. Blog hash 1 and blog hash 2 on checklist design. Creating situations where the team follower should speak up about something because the leader student isn't doing what was expected. During the setup, students looking out for each other and asking questions about configurations if things aren't expected, helping each other getting kitted up, for example, cross-check, and challenging the team regarding gas analysis and cell dates for the team if not to the standard expected or briefed. Instructors change the language from, "Have you checked your gas?" to, "What gas do you have?" Move from closed questions to open questions. Using tell me, explain to me, describe to me, or show me TEDs as a way of forcing an open question. Conduct a structured brief on every dive. United Sea is what the human diver teaches. This helps everyone know what is coming up and if anything has been missed. This is not the same as a final pre-dive check like GUE Edge or BDDRAF mutual accountability, including the instructor. If a student calls out or challenges something about the instructor and or another student, then congratulate them for it. Constructive dissent is an essential part of an effective team. Team member providing a stable platform to reference against touch contact when undertaking in-water drills. Not just an instructor activity. Creating stressful environments for one of the divers. And then ensure that the non-task diver is providing oversight for the team, acting as a reference point on the wreck or reef or in the water column. Scenario-based training can help with this, rather than the rote learning of skills. Noticing if equipment is tidy and signal that it needs to be cleaned up if it isn't. Looking out for team members who might be getting stressed or have their attention somewhere else. Instructor could task one student and see if the other student picks up on things. The non-task student might assume this is an instructor responsibility, but within a team, such behaviors are everyone's responsibilities. Divers are taught that team members are there to help when something goes wrong. Team members are also there to prevent things from going wrong by having an extra set of eyes, hands, and an additional brain. Addressing both sides of the bowtie model in Guy's video in the resources, linked in the show notes. Expect to hold both technical skills and non-technical skills debriefs, for example, debrief model. Critical instructor demonstrates their own vulnerability in the debrief, as described in the guide, to create a learning environment. From a recent graduate who is a tech IT and ALSI, using the debrief method has been game-changing. The first time asking for feedback is scary, but it has actually shed light on things that only using it has allowed me to see. I went in thinking, what examples can I give an open water student that I need to improve? And it's not hard. Being collaborative and constructive when it comes to failures, near misses, or accidents, looking at systemic reasons why the event occurred, and not just focusing on the proximal or simple causes. Ask the question about context, not should try harder, pay more attention, or use other counterfactuals. Look for and describe similarities to their own diving when adverse events are described by others. Don't look at the outcome, look at the context. Demonstrate continual learning and reflection. Role model the right behaviours. Leadership in the agency should encourage storytelling of gaps between what should happen and what does happen. Quality management shouldn't just be about adherence to standards, but understanding the context surrounding the non-adherence. When discussing adverse events, those involved, especially instructors, should avoid belittling the individuals who were involved in the event. Applies if the individuals are in person or online. The conversation should focus on how the event happened, the context, not the individuals involved. Recognize the service support and dive center staff are part of the dive team too. Respect them and include them where possible in learning opportunities and feedback. Free resources. There are links to lots of free resources in the show notes. Summary. There is no silver bullet to applying human factors, non-technical skills, psychological safety, or just culture to the diving industry. It is a slow, gradual change, starting with the language and the paradigm shift that is needed, but simple tools and techniques like those detailed above. The feedback I had when I shared the above was that this was already covered by the training materials. My experience of students in classes is that it isn't, and why there are many instructors and dive centers who mandate the essentials class as part of pre-learning so that everyone is starting with a common understanding of what team looks like and how the other non-technical skills contribute to success. There is a huge resource now available for those divers, instructors, instructor trainers, and dive centers who want to learn and improve, move beyond the paradigm of compliance, and improve the safety and performance of themselves, their colleagues, and their students. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.